Okay, it's no surprise to encounter a Hollywood movie that's been remade. It is a surprise to discover the way that people remade the movie Star Wars. David Nogueras reports that hundreds of people are piecing it together bit by bit on the internet.
A long time ago, and by a long time, I mean back in 1977, director George Lucas sent Ben Kenobi and Luke Skywalker into the cantina at the Mos Eisley spaceport. Lucas's script called for a wretched hive of scum and villainy. Location scouts found a small bakery in windswept Tunisia that fit the part.
Han Solo, I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship.
To recreate this iconic scene, musician Jordan Scanella used his friend's third story walk-up in Brooklyn. He took some other liberties with the source material, too.
Path to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship.
Fast ship. Never heard of the Millennium Falcon.
Should I have?
It's the ship that made the castle run in less than 12 parsecs.
It's amazing, the amount of work people put into it.
That's Casey Pugh. He's the driving force behind Star Wars Uncut. He says people are excited to take part in the project because they just love Star Wars.
And they hope to see themselves in, like, the end film, you know? It's their chance to be in the Star Wars universe.
Pugh cut the film into 15-second bites for people to recreate online. There are now more than 600 at StarWarsUncut.com.
And that's a trick, isn't it? And it's going to cost you something extra. $1,000 in advance.
$1,000? We could almost buy our own ship with that.
Chuck Ozaias, a director of photography in Los Angeles, cast his daughter Samantha as Han Solo. His son Will plays Luke, and Tilly, the family dog, stands in on hind legs as Chewbacca. Ozaias says at least two of the three have expressed interest in reprising their roles.
My kids bring it up nearly daily. You know, when are we going to do the next scene? So I'm sure we'll do another one soon.
The kids, however, might have to wait for Casey Pugh's next project, The Empire Strikes Back. Ozaias says he doesn't expect Tilly the dog to play Yoda. That role, he says, is better suited for a cat. For NPR News, I'm David Nogueras.